The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
We've had a great discussion. Terrific.
An extraordinary scene playing out in the Oval Office this week. The world's richest man standing alongside the world's most powerful one, promising to reshape the American government as we know it.
A lot of times, people that don't get what they voted for, but in this presidency, they are going to get what they voted for. And that's what democracy is all about.
And what the people want, Musk says, is to drastically slim down the federal government.
We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse.
Since President Trump took office, Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, have moved at lightning speed, firing thousands of employees, with Musk warning more could follow.
We do need to delete entire agencies.
What? And already in recent weeks, 75,000 federal workers have taken buyouts, though that's shy of the 100 to 200,000 workers the White House said it hoped would resign. The Trump administration now telling federal agencies to fire probationary employees who typically have only been with the government a year or two. The end goal? To cut $2 trillion from the annual federal budget. Federal employees don't cost the government anywhere close to that figure.
Right. We need to be very concerned about these tech billionaires merging with the state, the government, and basically taking over the government.
Elon Musk has got to go!
But critics say Trump and Musk are moving too fast.
They're just taking things down. And what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to put them back together again.
Elaine Kmark is a former Clinton administration official who oversaw large-scale cuts to federal spending in the 1990s.
It took you 8 years to cut something like 400,000 jobs. Elon Musk and President Trump are trying to cut something like 200,000 jobs in less than a month.
Well, there's a simple reason for that. We cut fat, not muscle.
Right. Hello, everybody. Hello. Did you have a President's Day? I did not have a President's Day because our president, it's like, how do you celebrate Easter if the Easter bunny is a ketamine addicted sociopath that's trying to take away grandma's social security? You know, like you just can't do it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. So I've been looking for protests, and I found them all over the country. Did you know? Did you know, everybody? There were protests all day yesterday, everywhere, in 10-degree weather, in 5-degree weather, in 40-mile-an-hour winds, in 40-degree weather in D.C., all over this country. People were out and about and screaming about this has got to come to an end. This is bogus. This is bullcrap. This is dangerous. This is frightening people. This is scaring seniors. And then, you say, all right, I want to organize. I want to organize and I don't know how. What do I do? What do I do? Well, write down these dates, okay? February 28th is the next thing that you can do. February 28th is going to be a day where you shop. If you have to shop, you only buy essentials, okay? You only, and leave out eggs because you don't have any. There just aren't any because the Easter Bunny is a ketamine addicted sociopath, and he hid all the eggs, so we don't have any. I guess that's why. It's Alice in Wonderland, is it? With the okay. So anyway, don't digress. Don't microdose yet, because I got dates for you. Okay, so February 28th. I have gold. February 28th is the day that you don't shop, okay? You try, and especially if you do shop, do not go to box stores. Do not go to, like, big corporate stores. Try and shop small. If you have to, do it locally. Okay, and then the big one. The big one is coming, everybody, okay? There's a big general strike. And remember I told you general strikes are going to play a huge, humongous, oversized, outsized role in how we get heard in this here country. Now, in order for a general strike, and we've seen them all over the world, they work. They really work. They work in, Brazil. They work in places where, the government has gone crazy, where the government has gone right wing, uber nuts, and starts, decimating the people, and the people need to speak, and so they organize. So the next big one, And I volunteered to organize, do my part to organize this yesterday. That's kind of what I was up to, okay? So the date is March 15th, okay? And it's a general strike. Now, what does that mean? Well, first, let me tell you what it takes to make it actually significant. So when you have a general strike, you have to have at least 3.5% of the population participate in it in order to get noticed, in order to not just get noticed, but to get things moving in the direction of the people. 3.5%. In our case, in the United States, that represents 11 million people. Yes, that is what we are trying to organize. 11 million people. And what do you do on March 15th during a general strike? Well, you'll like this. You do nothing. Yeah, you do absolutely. I mean, you could protest if you're so inclined. You can, you know, scream, yell. You know, you can dance. You can microdose on that day if you want. You just don't go to work. We're striking, a general strike. Now, if you're looking for a place to read about what a general strike is, and what I just said, please go to, this is a very easy one, this is a .com address. Now, some of you might not be interested in putting your name out there, so there's two options for us, okay? You can go to generalstrikeus.com, generalstrikeus.com, and you will see a beautiful website that basically was built after Roe v. Wade was repealed, and it never really got deployed. Now it's being deployed to get these freaking 19-year-old, 20-year-old doge bags out of our government, to get an unelected guy. And don't tell me, oh, no, tell me who in the government is elected. You know, bite me, okay? People are hired based on their expertise in the area for which they are hired in the U.S. government. The top positions are appointed and confirmed by the United States Senate. None of that explains Elon Musk being inside the government. None of that explains doge bags who are coders, not auditors, not forensic accountants, not any kind of individual with any kind. I mean, look, put it this way. They did not realize, these morons did not realize, that the Energy Department controls the nuclear weapons. Okay, that's how ill-equipped they are to be inside these agencies. And they allowed for the firing of 300 people inside of the energy, the Department of Energy. And it turned out that a good chunk of them were responsible for contracts that design and maintain our nuclear weapons. But they had no freaking earthly idea. And so now they're scrambling to try and find these people to get them to come back to work. I mean, this is such a debacle. This is so, junior varsity. This is so, it's like elementary school, not even junior high yet. You know what I mean? It's arrested development. It's just a bunch of doge bags doing damage to our way of life because they can, or so they think. And in order to make ourselves heard and seen, yesterday was a nice start. It was called Not My President's Day. The 28th is going to be a day to send the economic message. We're not shopping, okay? I don't know what you think you're going to get out of us, but we're not going to do much for you because we don't like you. And then the 15th is a general strike. And we need 11 million people to not go to work in order to make ourselves heard. Now, if you don't want to do this, meaning you don't want to do it in public, because what we're asking people to do is to fill out something called a strike card so that we can start to understand how many people are going to do the general strike on the 15th, because there is a number that has to be reached in order for it to be meaningful. So if you don't want to do it in public, do it on Telegram. Yes, Telegram, encrypted app, okay? It's Shutdown 315. On Telegram. Shutdown 315 on Telegram. And you can fill out a strike card there, and it will be encrypted information. It will only be to count heads. It's not, looking at anybody or anything, or, exposing your place of work or your identity or anything like that. Okay? Do it.